Well, I was lucky enough to have the honor of being a bluegrass boy and working with Bill Monroe, the father of bluegrass music. And we would play the Grand Ole Opry on a Saturday night, and then we'd climb aboard that old bus we called the Bluegrass Breakdown, and we'd ride all night up to a little town up there called Gnawbone, Indiana, and get up in about sunrise to Bean Blossom, Indiana, and then we'd play a show up there all day long at Bill's Country Music Park called the Brown County Jamboree. And I remember the morning that we got, well, it was before dawn. We got about as far as Horse Caves, Kentucky, and the Bluegrass Breakdown lived up to its name, and we were stranded on the highway watching the sunrise over the mountains. Take your voice down just a little bit. And when you stand next to the father of bluegrass music at sunrise, you can hear what he calls the ancient tones. Mr. Bill Monroe walked over to me and said, "Pete Rones." He always called me plural. Take the low, roll the low end off that voice. "Pete Rones, you listen good to this, and don't you ever forget it." And he sang this melody, and I helped put some words to it.